Здравствуйте, уважаемые слушатели! «Эхо Москвы» продолжает свои передачи, и вас ждет очередная программа «Джаз для коллекционеров». У микрофона Моисей Рыбак, режиссер Елена Королева. Сегодня, друзья, я с удовольствием выполняю просьбу нашего постоянного слушателя Владислава из Санкт-Петербурга и предлагаю вашему вниманию небольшую музыкальную ретроспективу, посвященную творчеству одного из лучших, а может быть даже лучшего вокального ансамбля середины 20-го столетия в составе Дэйва Ламберта, Джона Хендрикса и Энни Росс. Это вокальное трио, несмотря на то, что оно уже давно не существует, и по сей день в кругах коллекционеров и любителей джаза заслуженно считается непревзойденным и неповторимым коллективом, короче говоря, настоящей джазовой иконой. Для тех, кто хорошо знаком с их искусством, наверное, не нужно объяснять, почему Ламберт, Хендрикс и Росс были вознесены и суровыми критиками, и миллионами любителей джаза на вершину джазового Олимпа. А для тех, кто слушает их впервые, скажу только, что эта троица произвела в 50-х-60-х годах настоящую революцию в джазовом вокале, исполняя не только популярные мелодии, или, как их называют, стандарты, но и виртуозные импровизации, которые исполняли до них только музыканты-инструменталисты, причем они не ограничивались здесь джазовой манерой пения, известной под названием скет, но и сочинив к ним стихи. Этим в основном занимался Джон Хендрикс. Потрясали слушатели феноменальными темпами и ритмами. Об этих замечательных музыкантах можно говорить долго, но пусть вместо рассказов звучит их музыка, которая лучше всего представит вам этих талантливых, веселых и уникальных певцов. Перейдем к музыкальной части нашей передачи. Мы, а точнее Ламберт, Хендрикс и Росс, начнут с исполнения своей версии популярного джазового стандарта пианиста Бобби Тиммонса, который называется «Моунин», слова Джона Хендрикса.
Every morning find me moaning,
yes, Lord,
'cause of all the trouble I see,
yes, Lord,
life's a losing gamble to me,
yes, Lord,
cares and woes have got me moaning,
yes, Lord,
every evening find me moaning,
yes, Lord,
I'm alone and crying the blues,
yes, Lord,
I'm so tired of paying these dues,
yes, Lord,
everybody knows I'm moaning,
yes, Lord. Lord, I spent plenty of days and nights alone with my grief, alone with my grief. Lord, I pray, really and truly pray, somebody will come and make me relief.
Every morning find me moaning,
yes, Lord,
'cause of all the trouble I see,
yes, Lord,
life's a losing gamble to me,
yes, Lord,
cares and woes have got me moaning,
yes, Lord.
Find me moaning,
yes, Lord,
I'm alone and crying the blues,
yes, Lord,
I'm so tired of paying these dues,
yes, Lord,
everybody knows I'm moaning,
yes, Lord. Lord, I try, really and truly try, to find some relief, find some relief. Lord, I spent plenty of days and nights along with my grief.
Прежде чем перейти к следующей пьесе, я назову имена музыкантов, помогающим вокалистам. Это Джилдо Махоне с фортепиано, Айк Айзек с контрабас, Уолтер Белден барабаны и специальный гость-трубач Гарри Свитц Эдисон. И вот сейчас прозвучит одна из композиций Эдисона, опять же на стихи Хендрикса, и которая называется «Centerpiece».
The more I'm with you, pretty baby, the more I feel my love increase. I'm building all my dreams around you. Our happy
happiness we'll never cease. But nothing's any good without you, 'cause baby, you're my centerpiece. I'll buy a house and garden somewhere along a country road of peace. A little cottage on the outskirts where we can really find release. But nothing's any good without you, 'cause baby, you're my centerpiece.
Один из организаторов и музыкальный лидер этой команды Джон Хенрикс не только пел и сочинял тексты к джазовым пьесам и импровизациям, он пробовал себя и как композитор, сочиняя мелодии, не уступающие по своим музыкальным качествам лучшим пьесам музыкантов-инструменталистов. Послушайте сейчас одну из его юморесок, которая называется «Give me that wine». Уверен, что те из вас, кто владеет английским, вполне оценят юмор стихов Хендрикса и будут долго улыбаться, вспоминая рассказ любителя приложиться к бутылке, а потом еще раз послушать эту забавную миниатюру. My wife got tired of me running round, so she tried to keep me home. Well, she broke my nose and hid my clothes, but I continued to roam. Then she finally hit my weak spot, threatened to throw my bottle out. Well, from the basement to the rooftop, everybody could hear me shout, give me that wine, oh, give me that wine, yeah, give me that wine, 'cause I can't cut loose without my juice. I got to have Hot Lucy when I go walking, you know. Well, one day while crossing the avenue, a big car knocked me down. While I was stretched out, tying up traffic, and crowds came for blocks around. Now the police were searching my pockets before they sent me to the funeral parlor. But when one of them cops took my bottle jack, I jumped straight up and commenced to holler. Give me that wine. Oh, give me that wine. Give me that wine. 'Cause I can't get well without Muscatel. I only drink for medicinal purposes anyway. Well, now one real dark and dreary night, as I was staggering home to bed, well, the bandit jumped from the shadows and put a blackjack side my head. That cat took my watch, my ring, my money, and I didn't make a sound. But when he reached and got my bottle, you could hear me for blocks around. Give me that wine. Oh, give me that wine. Give me that wine. Beat my head out of shape, but leave my grape. Watch, ring, and money ain't nothing. Don't mess with my wine, Jim. Well, one day my house caught fire while I was laying down sleeping off a nap. And when I woke up, everything was burning with a pop and a crackle and a snap. Now the fireman chopped up my TV set and tore my apartment apart. But when he raised his axe to my bottle, I screamed with all my heart. Give me that wine. Oh, give me that wine. Give me that wine. So I can drink one toast before I roast. No sense in going out half-baked. Might as well be all tore.
could take all those Hollywood glamour girls, Lana Turner, Rita Hayworth, Brigitte Bardot, and Lucille Ball, and all them chicks, and line them upside the wall. Put a gigantic jug beside them and tell me to take my choice, or there'd be no doubt which one I chose the minute I raised my voice. Give me that wine. Those chicks look fine, but I love my wine. Now some folks like money, some like to dance and dine, but I'll be happy if you give me that wine. Give me that wine.
Unhand that bottle.
Лерой Кёркленд, известный композитор-аранжировщик, и Джон Хендрикс всегда были неразлучными друзьями. И вот, работая над альбомом The Hottest New Group in Jazz, Джон попросил Лероя написать какую-нибудь мелодию для этого проекта. Напоминать Кёркленду об этом не было никакой нужды. Уже на следующий день он вручил своему другу свой новый опус, а тот за какой-нибудь час написал к нему стихи, и в результате получилось то, что вы сейчас услышите. Итак, Лерой Кёркленд и Джон Хендрикс, композиция под названием «Cloudburst», что в переводе на русский означает «ливень».
Blue and I was always wearing a frown because my gal had turned me down. Then we met and you could tell I knew from the first you were my love, cause that's when the old gray cloud burst. My heart really flew the day you crossed my eye. I hope that we two will never say goodbye. Clouds of gray and silver linings when they reversed, I found your love and that's when the old gray cloud burst.
Hey, baby, I'm gonna tell you about your lovin', and your kissin', and your huggin', and your sweet turtle dovin', pretty baby. I want to be satisfied till you play, here comes the bride. Listen to me, baby, and I know me, maybe listen to my story. It's terrifically true. I want to find a way to tell you that I really go for you. I hope you believe me, baby, because you certainly do. Because you're telling me really, really thrilling when you tell me that you probably got a kind of crush on me. It moves me, moves me. How divine can one woman be? Oh, little darling, I'm really falling. You got me goofy and gay. I'm gonna get carried away. Just think you're gonna be mine someday. Oh, let's spin a little, pack a little, stop a little, pack a little, live a little, pop a little, maybe a little, pop a little, baby. Every time you're always so near, nobody loves me like you, dear. Let's talk a little, tease a little, pop a little, squeeze a little, cry a little, sigh a little, maybe I have to lie a little bit. Gonna tell you the truth, cause I love you and that's it. Cause I love you, baby, 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 with all my heart. Ooh, listen to me while I say a little, ladies, get away, because I know, pretty baby, I know, pretty baby, I know you're the one, yes, you're the one, I'm doing when I bet you want to break to get you. Find a little girl to make you love your life. Don't ever leave me. Flipping it and really want to ruin the plot. Light as a breeze through the trees, boy. Pleasant as one summer breeze, boy. Well, I'm a lucky lover, a lucky lover. I got the love you should discover.
I was blue and I was always wearing a frown because my gal had turned me down. Then we met and you could bet I knew from the first you were my love. Cause that's when the old day started.
Take a look. Me, boy, take another look, take another look, take another look, take another good long look at me, and I've opened my eyes, and now I see.
Now the gray have silver linings when they're reversed. I found your love, and that's when the old gray cloud burst. That's when the old gray cloud burst.
В 1960 году Ламберт, Хендрикс и Росс записали альбом со своими версиями композиции Дюка Эллингтона. Этот долгоиграющий диск был буквально сметен с прилавков музыкальных магазинов за пару часов. И по сей день он считается одним из лучших в дискографии этого трио и по праву занимает почетное место в золотой библиотеке лучших джазовых альбомов всех времен. Я предлагаю сейчас послушать из него одну из лучших, на мой взгляд, мелодий Дюка, которая называется «Cotton Tail», что в вольном переводе с американского сленга означает «кроличья лапка».
Way back in my childhood, I heard a story so true. Down a bunny, bunny, stealing some food from a garden he knew. His mama got worried, she told the bunny one day. Better watch the farmer, eat what I say, or he'll blow you away.
Oh. He knew his mama is right, so why don't he do what she say?
Just don't dig it, what is happening, cause he's a rabbit. Jump the crop,
you can't stop him, wobble away. Out of the garden where carrots are dense, I found a hole in the fence. Every morning when things are still, then I crawl through the hole and eat my fill. The other rabbits say I'm taking dares, maybe I do wrong, but who cares? I'm a hooked rabbit, yeah, I got a carrot habit. Every day I'm trying to avoid it. What'll I do? I know that I've enjoyed it. Really and true, I beg my mama's pardon. All the time I'm heading for the garden. Everything is free and the farmer's napping. Every little carrot is totally light. And I keep forgetting that it ain't right. So one day as I was deep in the meal, that
farmer pulled a real creepy steel. Came at me with a big shotgun. And did I run? Well, I hustled really swiftly as I could. Yeah, I split from there in a lot of seconds to spare. I could hear the bullets fly through the air. I hear what Mama told me. If my mama knew, she would scold me about the real true feeling. Got a way to stop the ceiling. The farmer, he really had sense. He plugged up the holes in the fence. Had me running madly around the garden looking for holes crawling. And it all
hey, hey. You pick up what I say. Hard-head rabbit. But you keep gabbing. Your mama told you when you hop that if you stop, you cop the crop. He gets salty and guns for you because carrots and you make a very good stew.
Certainly got you on the run, so you better find a quiet little corner where the farmer never comes. You got plenty of patches on your snuggle in between them. Think what I mean, you got to tell the cattle keep the beans.
Run, you rabbit, run. Now you had your fun. Run before you build a shotgun. Run on, run. Well, while you're in a panic, you're forgetting the garden gate. All you gotta do is lay around and wait. Right down the farmer thinks you got you. Really is itching to see your fate. Don't you meet him? Hide a hole in the fence. You can meet him with some natural sense. While he's over by the fence or on the way. Keep on running till you're out of that gate. No, the farmer really scares you to death. You never figured he's loud gunning. Better pause while to catch your breath. You're gonna need it if you're out running. Maybe now you remember what your mom told you. Now you're on the street and if your mom scolds you. So hit the gate and be ready to wail. And when you do, you show the man your tail.
Hurry up, better change your plan. Better run from the farmer man. Ooh, you best make tracks.
Your doggone pesky head.
Head for home run. Got your way, I'm showing your tail. Don't ever know when you go.
Now you're going on to Mopsy and Popsy. And your little brother's Popsy and Mopsy. Now you're going to do what Mama intended. Now you know your carriage stealing is ended. I've heard the old story. One rabbit's little bring luck. But that much more lucky, luckier natural rabbits attached.
Можно только предполагать, сколько времени потратили певцы, отбирая из огромного собрания сочинений Эллингтона вещи для своего альбома. Однако уверен, что включение в него одной из пьес Дюка не вызывало никаких разногласий. Что за пьеса, спросите вы? Да, конечно, это «Бессмертный караван», и вы сейчас его услышите в исполнении Дэйва Ламберта, Джона Хендрикса и Энни Росс.
Night, and stars above are shining bright. The mystery of their magic light shines down upon our caravan. Stars create a map up in the sky for man to chart his journey by. Up the earth while it's in motion. Ages and ages and slowly by stages according to natural plan. All that's left is the sand.
So
long before man came to be,
little we know the secret of life and where we go.
He says that there was a sea.
We ponder secrets no one knows. Within our desert caravan. Through the desert and over the sand, through the desert and over the sand,
always the stars are shining brightly, they give direction nightly.
Through the desert and over the sand, 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 through the desert and over the sand,
always the stars are shining brightly, they give direction nightly. So exciting, you are so inviting, here in this oasis, my heart knows where its place is,
you're beside me, here beneath the blue, my dream of love is coming true,
our caravan. Our desert caravan.
Наша передача подходит к концу. На прощание трио «Ламберт» Хенрик Росс исполнит виртуозную импровизацию на тему композиции Хораса Силвера со стихами Джона Хенрикса, которая называется «Cooking at the Cottontail». А мы, то есть я, Моисей Рыбак, и режиссер нашей передачи Елена Королева, тоже попрощаемся с вами ровно на неделю до нашей новой встречи на волнах «Эхо Москвы» в программе «Джаз для коллекционеров». Для тех, кто хотел бы послушать наши прошлые передачи, напомню, что это легко сделать в любое время дня и ночи, зайдя на наш сайт в интернете echo.msk.ru, и там же вы сможете оставить свои отзывы, пожелания и предложения. И вот на этом, пожалуй, все на сегодня. Счастливо и до свидания.
Got popped on, we're cooking at the Continental and the bar's burning bright. Hey, what's say that? We're cooking at the Continental and burning tonight, and everything's really alright. We're cooking at the Continental, don't you know? We're cooking at the Continental, we got popped on, we're cooking at the Continental and the bar's burning bright. Hey, what's say that? We're cooking at the Continental and burning tonight, and everything's really alright. Everybody better get a special, let her rock, let her rip, let her romp, let her roll, let's go. Cooking at the Continental and burning tonight. Hey, what's say that? We're cooking at the Continental and burning tonight, and everything's really alright.
Cooking at the Continental and burn tonight, and everything is really all right. No, no, no.